Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We're going to start off, as usual, with some performances through Duke Performances. Just a reminder, you can always call the University Box Office for ticket information Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and that phone number is 919-684-4444. There is still time to see the Ted Slaff String Quartet. They will be performing Saturday, October 19th at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. Tickets for this performance are from $32 to $38 and $15 for ages 30 and under, $10 for Duke students, and this is a reserved seating performance. Between performances with leading orchestras from Berlin to Boston and acclaimed solo recitals, violinist Christian Tetzlaff is in constant demand. But for a short time each year, he puts his solo career on hold as he and his sister, the cellist Tanya Tetzlaff, reunite with Elizabeth Kufferath and Hama Weinmeister to form the Tetzlaff Quartet. These rare engagements are nothing short of astonishing. This year, the quartet comes to Durham. Their program demonstrates the range of their expertise, from one of Haydn's Sun Quartets, which defined the voice of the classical string quartet for 200 years to come, forward to the tonally audacious lyric suite, Berg's Diary of a Secret Love Affair, and back to Beethoven's celestial and haunting 15th quartet, which traces his triumph over pain. Again, the Tetzlaff Quartet will be performing Saturday, October 19th at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. Also coming up at the Baldwin Auditorium, Yuja Wang will be performing Thursday, October 24th at 8 p.m. Tickets for this performance are $34 to $42, $15 for ages 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students. Again, this is a reserved seating performance. Yuja Wang is, quote, quite simply the most dazzling, uncannily gifted pianist in the concert world today, says the San Francisco Chronicle. Though the Chinese-born prodigy made headlines with her flamboyant fashion and lightning-fast encores, there is nothing showy about her musicianship. Wang has, quote, proved herself a sensitive and probing artist, notes the New York Times. Yuja Wang's Duke Performances debut, the first piano recital at the reinvigorated Baldwin Auditorium, centers on the extraordinary music Chopin composed for the instrument, from contemplative nocturnes to triumphant fantasies. His third sonata, with its journey from refined opening to bravura finale, makes a perfect showcase for the mix of effortless virtuosity and deep intelligence that makes Wang the next piano superstar. Again, Wang will be performing Thursday, October 24th at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. Lend Me Your Voice, hosted by Nick Sanborn, will be performed Friday, November 1st and Saturday, November 2nd at 8 p.m. at the Nilsson Music Room. Tickets are $24, $15 for age 30 and under, $10 for Duke students, and this is a general admission seating. Durham is becoming a magnet for great musicians from all over, and Wisconsin native Nick Sanborn is one of the busiest of those transplants. It seems like Sanborn plays with every band in town, from Megaphon to The Love Languages to Sylvan Esso, not to mention the Milwaukee Stalwarts Field Report and collections of the Colonies of Bees. For two nights, Sanborn will have the rare chance to gather these exceptional musicians together in one place. One by one, he will bring these collaborators and friends on stage, building a once-in-a-lifetime band. With the audience arranged in the round in the intimate space of the Nilsson Music Room, Sanborn will trace the strands that make up a thriving cross-country musical community. And some of the people that will be performing with him, Brad Cook from Megaphon, Aaron Fine from Headlights and Psychic Twin, Amelia Meath from Mountain Man and Sylvan Esso, Chris Porterfield from Field Report, Chris Rosenau from Collections of Colonies of Bees, William Tyler from Lamb Chop, Silver Jews, and Paper Hats, and Joe Westerlund from Megaphon and Grandma Sparrow. Again, Lend Me Your Voice, hosted by Nick Sanborn, will be performed Friday, November 1st and Saturday, November 2nd at 8 p.m. at the Nelson Music Room. For ticket information about any of these performances, you can call the University Box Office between Monday and Friday, 11 a.m. through 6 p.m. And that phone number one more time is 919-684-4444. Coming up at the Carolina Theater, Colin Quinn's Unconstitutional. The Carolina Theater is located at 309 West Morgan Street in downtown Durham. Phone number for ticket information is 919-560-3030. Again, Colin Quinn's Unconstitutional will be performed Tuesday, October 22nd at 8 p.m., and tickets for that performance are $27 to $67. Colin returns to the stage after his hit Broadway show, Long Story Short, in Unconstitutional, where he tackles 226 years of American constitutional calamities in 70 minutes. He offers his unique comedic perspective on our national character. From predator drones to the Kardashians, he pulls no punches in asking if this is what the Founding Fathers planned. Again, Colin Quinn will be performing Tuesday, October 22nd at 8 p.m. at the Carolina Theater. Also coming up at the Carolina Theater, Celtic Thunder, Wednesday, October 30th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets for this performance are $35 to $75. Celtic Thunder live shows are known for the use of dramatic effects via lighting and choreography, as well as a stage set resembling an ancient stone pathway, suggestive of those referenced in Celtic lore. Celtic Thunder is performed on the CBS Saturday Show Second Cup Cafe, the Today Show, as well as the White House for President and Mrs. Obama at their St. Patrick's Day celebration. They have played such illustrious venues as the Noki LA Live in Los Angeles, Radio City Music Hall, and the Beacon Theater in New York, the Agonis Arena and Wayne Center in Boston, and has performed at the White House for President Obama, as well as functions for the Irish Premier Brian Cohen, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, UN Commissioner for Human Rights Mary Robinson, the U.S. Troops of the 69th Regiment, and at the opening of the Boston Celtics at TD North Bank Garden game by singing the American National Anthem. Hailed as Billboard's Top World Artist, album and imprint of 2009 and 2011, their fans have reached global proportions with the continued success. Again, Celtic Thunder will be performing Wednesday, October 30th at 7:30 p.m. at the Carolina Theater. Coming up also at the Carolina Theater, Hugh Laurie will have a performance Friday, November 1st at 8 p.m. Tickets for this performance are $35 to $95. After the huge success of his debut album, Let Them Talk, on which he celebrated and revived classic material from the world of NOLA blues, Hugh Laurie will release his second album, Didn't It Rain, on August 6th at on Warner Music Entertainment. Didn't It Rain sees Hugh Laurie depart the sounds of New Orleans as he follows the trajectory of the blues upstream and into the American heartland. It includes songs dating back to early pioneers W.C. Handy, St. Louis Blues, and Jelly Roll Morton, I Hate a Man Like You, to more recent artists such as Dr. John, Wild Honey, and Alan Price of the Animals, Changes. I have resolved to forge on deeper into the forest of American music that has enchanted me since I was a small boy, explains Laurie. And the further I go, the more bewitched I became, both by the songs and by the people I've been lucky enough to play them with. Again, Hugh Laurie will be performing Friday, November 1st at 8 p.m. at the Carolina Theater. That phone number one more time for all information about the performances at Carolina Theater is 919-560-3030. We have a couple of performances coming up at DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center. Durham Performing Arts Center is located at 123 Vivian Street in downtown Durham. On October 24th at 7:30 p.m., Teresa Caputo live from TLC's Long Island Medium. Teresa Caputo, psychic medium and star of the hit TLC show Long Island Medium, will be appearing live on Thursday, October 24th at 7:30 p.m. Teresa will give interactive readings to audience members throughout the show and will also share personal stories about her life and her unique gifts. DPAC fans welcome her back after her previous sold-out show in October of 2012. Now in its fourth season, TLC's highly rated The Long Island Medium follows Teresa's life as a typical Long Island wife and mom with one very big difference. She can communicate with the dead. Since she cannot turn off this gift, messages from departed loved ones can come through at any time. The local car mechanic, manicurist, or cashier at the bagel shop may find themselves receiving a spontaneous reading from Teresa as she goes about her day. The unique challenges that her special abilities create for her husband of 22 years, Larry, and her two children, age 17 and 21, and how they cope are also a main theme of the show. Teresa has been a practicing medium for 10 years and is a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation, an organization dedicated to connecting science with the afterlife. She helps individuals find closure by connecting them with their departed loved ones. For Teresa, this is not just a job, this is her life. A limited number of VIP tickets will be available on the TeresaCaputo.com website and will include the best seats in the house and an autographed copy of Teresa's new book, There's More to Life Than This. A couple of things to remember if you purchase tickets to this event. Purchasing a ticket does not guarantee a reading. All guests will require a ticket regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 will be admitted into the theater. Children must be able to sit quietly in their own seat without disturbing other guests. Sales to this event will be restricted to residents of North Carolina and areas of Southern Virginia bounded by I-81 on the west, I-64 on the north, and I-85 on the east. Residency will be based on credit card billing addresses. Orders by residents outside North Carolina and Virginia will be canceled without notice and refunds given. If you live outside the approved sales area or are using a credit card with a billing address outside the approved sales area, you can still purchase tickets by calling the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. Also coming up at DPAC on October 29th, singer-songwriter India RE will be performing at 7:30 p.m. 2013 continues to be a very busy year for India RE. The Soulbird presents a Songversation with India RE. 2013 North American Tour comes in support of India's acclaimed fifth studio album, Songversation, which was released on June 25th and received rave reviews and marks her fifth number one on the Billboard R&B album chart and fifth top 10 debut on the Billboard Top 200. In addition to prepping for the U.S. tour, India has made a number of recent national television appearances in support of Songversation on shows including Good Morning America, The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, BET Awards, and a two-episode special on Oprah Winfrey's Super Soul Sunday. World-renowned award-winning singer-songwriter India RE came onto the national music scene in 2001 with her Motown Records debut, Acoustic Soul. She followed up in 2002 with her sophomore release, Voyage to India, and then in 2006 released her third album, the more personally expressive Testimony, Volume 1, Life and Relationship. Testimony, Volume 2, Love and Politics, her fourth studio album, released in 2009. All four releases received critical acclaim and made India a highly respected and noted artist in a very short amount of time. She has sold an impressive 10 million albums worldwide and has received numerous awards and nominations, including a staggering 21 Grammy nominations, 4 Grammy Awards, 3 NAACP Image Awards, as well as awards from BET, Billboard, MTV, VH1, Vogue Fashion, Essence Magazine, and others. In between touring and writing music, India also finds the time to help promote causes close to her heart. She is an avid supporter of female empowerment and is the U.S. ambassador for UNICEF. India recently formed Soulbird, a new lifestyle company with the mission to spread love, healing, peace, and joy through the power of words and music. Again, and to better serve the DPAC concert, comedy, and Broadway fans, online sales to this event will be restricted to residents of North Carolina. For ticket information, you can call DPAC at 919-680-2787. October 30th, John Legend will be performing at DPAC. Halloween is all treats this year when 9-time Grammy winner John Legend makes his much-anticipated return to DPAC on October 31st. This stop is part of his North American Made to Love tour in support of his upcoming album, Love in the Future, that came out September 3rd. Love in the Future, executive produced by Legend, Kanye West, and Dave Tozer, will be Legend's fourth studio album and features guest appearances from Rick Ross, Stacey Barth, and Seal. John Legend is a 9-time Grammy Award-winning recording artist, critically acclaimed concert performer, philanthropist, social activist, and was named one of Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People in 2009. In 2007, Legend launched the Show Me campaign, a nonprofit organization fighting poverty around the world. That same year, he received the Special Starlight Award from the Songwriters Hall of Fame. In early 2012, Legend released one of his hottest songs of his career, the RIAA gold-certified hit Tonight, The Best You've Ever Had, which sat atop the Urban AC radio chart for 6 consecutive weeks. And again, tickets for this event will be restricted to residents of North Carolina and areas of Southern Virginia. That phone number one more time to call for ticket information is 919-680-2787. Coming up at Goodnight's Comedy Club, Louis Anderson will be performing October 24th through the 26th. Goodnight Comedy Club is located at 861 West Morgan Street in downtown Raleigh. The phone number for ticket information is 919-828-5233. This show is rated R, so it is for a 21 and older audience. Louis Anderson is one of the most versatile and successful comedians working in Hollywood today. Loved by the television audiences who never missed his nightly hit series Family Feud or his appearances on late-night chat shows. He is adored by standing-room-only crowds in Las Vegas and respected by readers of his books. He is worshipped by the rising comics he mentors and encourages with his honesty and wisdom. Sharing the ups and downs of his childhood experiences as one of 11 children in Minnesota, Louis crafted comedy routines that rang true from his early club audiences while reducing them to helpless fits of laughter, routines that led him from his career as a counselor to troubled children to the first place trophy at the 1981 Midwest Comedy Competition. Henny Youngman, who hosted the competition, recognized the diamond in the rough genius of the young comic and hired him as a writer, providing invaluable experience that soon put Louis in his own spotlight on comedy stages all over the country. Johnny Carson, the comedy icon for generations of rising stars, invited Louis to make his national television debut on The Tonight Show in 1984, and the rest is history. Leno, Letterman, Comic Relief, and Showtime and HBO specials followed, making Louis a household name and opening doors for him as an actor. He has guest starred in sitcoms like Grace Under Fire and dramas like Touched by an Angel and Chicago Hope, and he has made memorable feature roles in film comedies like Coming to America, opposite of Eddie Murphy, and the classic Ferris Bueller's Day Off. He also hosted the hilarious comedy showcase, the late-night series that follows Saturday Night Live. In 1995, Louis put his creative energies to work on the Saturday morning animated series Life with Louis. The long-running series, based on Louis's own childhood and his life with his father, won 3 Humanitas Prizes for writing on a children's animated series, making him the only 3-time recipient of this award. It also earned a Genesis Award for its depiction of proper treatment of animals, and most significantly, 2 Emmy Awards. His best-selling books include Dear Dad, Letters from an Adult Child, a collection of alternately touching and outrageous letters from Louis to his late father, and Goodbye Jumbo, Hello Cruel World, self-help for those who struggle with self-esteem issues, as only an award-winning comedian could write it. Again, Louis Anderson is performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club, October 24th through the 26th. Phone number for ticket information is 919-828-5233. Couple of performances coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. They are located at 2 East South Street in downtown Raleigh. And phone number for ticket information for these performances is 919-996-8700. Dora the Explorer is part of the Broadway series South that's coming to the Memorial Auditorium November 1st through the 3rd. Dora, her best buddy Boots the Monkey, and the rest of their friends embark on an exciting trip to Treasure Island. The audience helps them navigate over Dancing Mountain, through Silly Singing Bridge, and to confront the pirate piggies. Along the way, the audience will use their map reading, counting, musical, and language skills to successfully help Dora reach the treasure. All ends happily on stage with a yo-ho-ho. VIP tickets include a top-price seat location plus a goodie bag. Goodie bags should be picked up prior to the show in the lobby. Children 1 year and older will require a ticket. The show times for these performances, November 1st, 10:30 a.m., and again at 6:30 p.m. November 2nd has three performances, 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and again at 5 p.m. And November 3rd, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. The price range for tickets are $14 to $47. 50 Shades the Musical is also coming to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts at the Fletcher Opera Theater, November 1st through the 2nd. 50 Shades is a very good laugh and is impossible to resist, and that's a quote from the Chicago Tribune. 50 Shades the Musical, the hilarious parody of 50 Shades of Grey phenomenon, will return in Raleigh on November 1st through the 2nd. A sexy, hysterical musical romp, 50 Shades the Musical is a laugh-out-loud night of fun that you won't want to miss. A resounding hit in Chicago and New York and at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, 50 Shades the Musical opens with a ladies' book club deciding to read 50 Shades of Grey. Through their interpretation of the novel, the audience is led on an uproarious roller coaster ride of this unlikely bestseller. The show is full of dance numbers and original songs delivered by an outrageous cast with a live onstage band. Experience the show that had sold-out audience in Raleigh in April, scream for more. The show times for this, November 1st, 8 p.m., November 2nd, 2 p.m., and again at 8 p.m., and tickets are $47. For ticket information about either of these performances, that phone number one more time is 919-996-8700. A couple things going on through Pinecone. Join bluegrass musicians of all levels at the Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Raleigh on the second and fourth Monday of every month. The jam runs from 7 to 10 p.m. Whether you're a first-time jammer or a veteran, you're welcome to learn the tunes and play along, or just listen and observe. For information, you can contact jam leader Doug Pratt at dpratt14@nc.rr.com. Again, that email is dpratt14@nc.rr.com. The Irish Music Jam Session, Pinecone and Tierna Noe co-sponsor an open Irish music session every Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. or later. The session is open to musicians of all skill levels and encourages singing as well. All musicians, singers, instruments, dancers, and listeners are welcome. Bring your favorite tunes and songs to share or play along. The session features mostly Irish-style songs and tunes, jigs, reels, etc., but also welcomes offerings or suggestions from other musical genres. Anyone wishing to lead or start a song or tune for the group has the opportunity to do so. Musicians of all abilities are encouraged to join in. Set lists usually are available at the session. This session is an excellent venue to get started playing Irish music, as well as a great session for experienced players. The ages of the participants range from 8 to 80. There is, for acoustic fans, acoustic music fans, there is an open mic every Monday at 7 p.m. and acoustic jam the first and third Wednesdays at 7 p.m. at Loco Lou's Coffee House, located at 5210 Holly Ridge Drive in Raleigh. The phone number for more information is 919-755-6337. There is an acoustic picking session and North Carolina Songwriters Open Mic the first Tuesday of every month, 8 p.m. sign-up at The Cave, and that's located at 452.5 Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. Phone number for more information there is 919-968-9308. There is another bluegrass jam that takes place the second and fourth Thursdays from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Music Building at the Apex United Methodist Church, located at 100 South Hugh Street in Apex. For information, you can email ashort@bellsouth.net, and that's ashort@bellsouth.net. For blues lovers, the Mudbones Open Blues Jam is every Tuesday night from 8 to 11 p.m. at the Blue Note Grill, located at 4125 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard in Durham. Phone number for more information is 919-401-1979. There is a Dulcimer Jam Thursday 7 through 9 p.m., first Thursdays at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center, located at 119 Ambassador Loop in Cary. On the third Thursday, the Carolina Dulcimers at the Carol Wood Retirement Community in Chapel Hill, located at 750 Weaver Dairy Road. And the phone number for them is 919-413-5568. There is a traditional folk song circle the first and third Mondays at 7:30 p.m. at Natty Green's in Raleigh. You can contact the organizer, Abby Sale, for information, and that phone number is 919-872-2733. Couple of upcoming events this week. Saturday, October 19th, the Blue Star Travelers will be at the Durham History Hub in Durham, the Museum of Durham History. On Monday, October 21st, Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys at the Arts Center in Carrboro will be performing. Phone number for ticket information there is 919-929-2787, or you can go to their website, artscenterlive.org. On Wednesday, October 23rd, Nixon, Blevins, and Gage will be performing at the Irregardless Cafe, located in Raleigh. Phone number for information is 919-833-8898. Saturday, October 26th, an evening with Pikeney, Sutton, Bula, Bales, and Cobb will be at the Motorcomb Music Hall in Durham. Phone number for more information is 919-560-3030. And on Wednesday, October 30th, a bluegrass soiree will be at the Irregardless Cafe located in Raleigh. Phone number for information, you can call the Irregardless Cafe at 919-833-8898. And it looks like that we have run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next time, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I am Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138.